Well, thank you everybody for your sharing tonight. It's been really encouraging hearing you all, and really nice to meet you, Daniel, and seeing you, and it'll be great to see your wife soon. And yeah, welcome to fellowship, welcome to this fellowship. So yeah, I was just really blessed hearing everybody tonight, hearing everybody's heart. And we do, God is so good. He really does love us, and he is for us in every situation. As a few of you have mentioned, there may be challenges and there may be things that arise, but we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in every area, and we have to see the end result. And to see that end result, it does take a bit of practice. It does take waking up each day and reconnecting with God, like Lawrence was sharing, you know, if that phone wasn't on that charger, it wouldn't be connected. You know, we have that Holy Spirit, we're connected all the time. But as we see around the world, there are many Christians around the world that some don't believe in speaking in tongues or know about it. Some don't believe in healing or see it or think it's not for our day. There are many Christians that are cold or lukewarm and not ever or really seeing the true power and the love of God and who God is. To some people, God is just going to a church or going to a place, and they never get to see that manifestation of God or that true love of who their God is and who our Father is. And for me, I am just so encouraged by his love, by for what he does, you know, even though them challenges might arise. Here on this fellowship, we know the power of the Almighty God. We know the power of that Holy Spirit that lives within us, Christ within us, the hope of glory. And we know that we can do the same works as Jesus Christ and greater. What a privilege, you know, what a great privilege for our Lord and Savior, who gave up his life for us, to say, you know, you're going to do greater works than I. And he did some amazing things while he was on this earth. You know, he was tempted above all things, and yet he still moved and he still did what he was called to do. And each day we're called to do a job for God, and that is to look only to him. That's to really focus on him. That's to put our desires to him and to be connected to that Holy Spirit that lives within us. Because every Christian who believes in God and accepts that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead has received Holy Spirit. They have the power to speak in tongues and to manifest, but not a lot of people do. But we can, we do, and it is about being, so when I say about being connected to the Holy Spirit, even though that Holy Spirit's in us all the time, it's like, do we really know what's living inside us? Do we really know the power that's living within us? And what's the achievement and outcomes that we can achieve here to feel and to know that Holy Spirit? And I'm just really thankful for God. You know, Kelly was sharing that when she prays it, or before, it used to be a lot about her, and she's learning to think, like, to pray about others and do things. I know I'm interpreting that in a bit different, so I'm sorry for that. But I felt the same thing, you know, exactly. For this walk with God, I've been a Christian now for, I'd say, 10 years, not long after I met my husband, and it's been a very up and down journey. But it's been a very up and down journey because I've let it be an up and down journey. You know, I've not really understood God. I've not really been fully persuaded by God. But the last year, the last 2 years, God's really tugged on my heart. I really went to him with a need that was above anything I needed in my life. And he came through mightily. He went exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. And through seeing that manifestation, having that as a testimony in my eyes, has just enlightened me so much, has given me such a hunger, has given me such a taste for him and his goodness, that there's no turning back. And sometimes I can seem very enthusiastic, sometimes I can seem very enthusiastic, zealous, is that the right word? But I am so excited, I am so empowered by God and his glory, because he wants us to live this life every day. And sometimes people don't see the manifestation of God, they don't have experiences that they can see and witness, but for me, I have, and for each and every one of you, if you've not had a real experience or a manifestation of God, you know, you have to go to God and give him that desire. You know, God, I want to see you. I want this to happen. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to keep fighting this good fight of faith until I see it happen, because he wants to do it. He's already done it. He's already said that all his promises are yes and amen. But how much do we believe it? How much faith have we got to really know that it is done? And how much do we go to him? Do we just pray today and then we forget about it for 6 months and then be like, oh, well, God didn't do that then? No, guys, you know, it's an everyday practice. Every day waking up, speaking in tongues, honoring God. Not that we honor God every day, but we know we have to honor God with our first fruits when that come in. But speaking in tongues every day, praying in our understanding, you know, having a relationship with God, not having a religion. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees had a religion and they missed the Messiah. They missed him. We don't want a religion. We want a relationship with the living God. We want a relationship with him, and by talking to him, telling him what we want, giving our desires to him, and knowing that he will always come through. But always knowing as well that his time is perfect. And sometimes when we don't see it in the timing we want, it's because God always knows what's best for us. And it is an everyday practice. You know, it's every day waking up and doing them things that God puts in our heart. Not thinking we got it all together or we know it all because everything went okay yesterday. Because if everything don't go okay today, how are we standing, you know? Are we going to be like Peter when the boat and the storm come, you know? Are we going to have to wake Jesus up, or are we going to stand and say, no, I'm gonna tell the storm to stop. I'm going to walk on that water. Because Jesus said we could do greater. And guys, we can really do greater. Like, I am so excited. I am so thankful for what God is doing in my life, in my husband's life, and Lawrence and Kim's life. You know, if it wasn't, I have so much thanks for them. I am so thankful every day to God for their lives, their continuous faithfulness, because their prayers for me and Danny, their humble hearts towards us, their continuous encouragement and guidance has really helped us on this journey, you know, has really pushed us in the right direction. Because there are people out there who haven't got that, who are not pushed in the right direction, who are not pushed in the ways of God, and are being consumed and destroyed through a lack of knowledge. They're being consumed by a system that they don't understand. So I'm forever grateful to God every day for Lawrence and Kim, like, really thankful. And what God is doing here in Bristol, because Lawrence went to India back last March and he came back with a new heart, a new mindset, a new goal, and he just started preaching from God, you know, preaching them words from God. And then Kim would start preaching them words from God, you know. It went from being all classes to hours and hours of studying, which can get a bit boring at times, guys, you know, especially I'm not a very educated person. You know, I'm a practical person, and Kim can definitely relate to me when I talk like this, because we're practical. We like to get up and do things, you know, build things and, I don't know, just do things instead of sitting there studying and reading. So when this kind of new revelation, in a sense, came that it wasn't that we had to sit there for 5, 6, 7 hours studying, but we just had to really speak in tongues and walk by that spirit and only do what God puts in our heart. Wow, that revelation came and it hit mine and Dan's heart, and our eyes were wide open, you know. Prior to that, I already had my experience with God. And God sets us up for little things, you know. He puts little things in our path, and if our eyes are open to it, we can really attach ourselves to it and be drawn to it. If we're not, if we're just doing the things that we want to do, if we're not really open to God, then we'll probably miss it. Quite frequently, I've missed many things prior to last January. So really having this, walking by the Spirit, just doing what God puts in your heart, you know, not going out trying to do things because we think we have to do God's work, but let God do his work through us. And so I just like you, when you said, Kelly, about others, my desire is for people. You know, I've worked with people my whole life since I've been a working age, from many different abilities, to disabilities, to cognitive abilities. I'm a people person. I love people. I love helping people and seeing people thrive and having the best of life. You know, it doesn't matter if that person is poor or is a millionaire. You know, if I get joy from seeing people even do better than me, because I think, wow, like, they're doing good is good, and I've got an impart in that. How amazing. So now God has really been inspiring me for, like, I'd say 8 months, maybe 9 months, maybe longer than that. I don't know. I don't want to put a date on it. God knows. But I really started to pray for them laborers. I really started to pray for people, and for God to Ekbalev send, you know, throw out them laborers to me, come to my door. I would close my eyes and see pictures of multiple people coming to my home, coming to Lawrence and Kim's home, fellowships popping up all over Bristol and the United Kingdom, having God's work to do. You know, me and Danny don't have a family. We have circular jobs, but our heart is to really just do God's work. Everyone else has things that they need to do, like family and life and everything. But me and Danny, we don't really, you know, we've become quite isolated in our little bubble, and we just want to do God's work, but we don't want to do it in our own strength. We want God to do it through us. So anyway, that's a bit of background and encouragement that I wanted to share. But where I was getting to with this is that I've been desiring these laborers, praying to the point where I asked God about a fellowship. And on the very first week, God sends somebody, to the point where he sent the next week, and then he sent the week after that, and now he's sending again next week, you know. God's doing it. There is nothing me and Danny are doing in our own strength. Me and Danny are not out in the community on our own outreach program. We're not there saying, okay, he try to heal everybody or do anything. We are just listening to God. We're humble to what he's saying to us, and we're waking up every day and practicing the things that we know. We're practicing the things that we are encouraged, and we're putting them into play. And through that, we are seeing our lives transformed. We are seeing people's lives transformed. We are seeing from a completely different eye. We are seeing from God's eye. And if you remember, I shared a couple of weeks ago about a Jamaican guy who lived under my sister. And we just got to speak about him, because he said, oh, guys, you know, you were always happy. Every time I see you, come rain or shine, you're always happy. What's the secret? And then obviously Danny got to share that we trust God and we love God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we do everything through his eye. And yeah, just shared. And he was crying. He was so excited because he loves God with his whole heart. And yeah, so we ended up speaking to him that Friday. And then yesterday we were at my sister's dropping the children off, and this guy came running out the door to us. We were just about to drive out the car park. Danny might want to share a little bit as well, but he was come running out the door. He was like, where have you been? I've been looking everywhere for you every day since last week. You weren't didn't come Monday, you didn't come Tuesday. Where have you been? It was brilliant. It was, and he's a Jamaican guy. He's got a really, really strong Jamaican accent. And I've got a lot of Jamaicans in my family, and Danny, and myself absolutely love Jamaican music, Jamaican food. And Danny said a few years ago, I think God is going to, we have an area called St. Paul's in Easton here in the United Kingdom. And it's lots and lots of Jamaicans and Africans live there. And I remember when me and Danny in our party days, he would go through and he would be like, I would love to preach the word of God here. You know, these people believe in God. You know, a lot of Jamaicans are Christians or they're Rastafaris. knowing that right doctrine from the one, like the, I'd say the one true God. They know the one true God, but the doctrine is quite, maybe not as accurate, there's a lot of condemnation practicing and a lot of condemnation teachings. There's not much power in it, you know, not much speaking in tongues. So I remember years back Danny saying, I want to preach in these cities. I want to really help the Jamaican community. Wouldn't it be great? And little did he know, he was prophesying back then, things that we're going to see manifest, because I actually got Jamaican nieces and nephews. So You're already doing it with them, really.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy, he came out yesterday, and his daughter, who was 15, was stood next to him, and he was just sharing so much with us about how much he has changed in the last week since seeing us.
Yeah.
How much he's been telling his daughter that he's met these two people who love God, and he's never like known it as much as we are because we're always happy, etc., etc. And Danny just got to share a lot with his young girl, and she was near to tears because she is obviously stopped thinking her dad was crackers, a bit crazy,
yeah,
because it was coming from two complete strangers, and it was matching pretty much everything her dad was sharing about so much that's going on in the world, about what's been going on in life. And it really blessed me. And this guy was like, I've seen God work, you know. I've been a Christian most of my life in Jamaica. But to see you guys so happy, you know, I've seen God in a different light, you know. And he just was sharing loads. It was really powerful. He had tears in his eyes. And everything. Now, we're talking like a 50-year-old man, you know, with tears in his eyes, because God had really touched him from the witness that me and Danny had. And what I wanted to share, which I'm getting to, which really inspired me and Danny yesterday, because God is a miracle worker. We never know what God is doing behind the scenes. We just get to rejoice in his glory and get to rejoice in his love and rejoice in the things that he's doing. And when he was sharing with us, he's from Jamaica, and if a lot of you don't know, or some of you might know, Jamaica has a lot of gangs, there's a lot of gun crime, there's a lot of things, not in all places, but it's not like walking down the streets of the United Kingdom, it's very different. And unfortunately, his younger brother ended up getting shot. Now, his family have always been Christians, but his brother got into a lot of bad stuff, and again, how the enemy can influence us, make us lose no confidence, and that's why I encourage people to practice every day what we're listening and sharing, because it can be so easy to be discouraged if we're not practicing and listening and being humble. And obviously, this guy was brought up in a Christian family, but unfortunately, he got shot, his younger brother, and right in the chest, and basically died. And the ambulance crew, I don't know if it was on the street or anything like that, it might have been that they took him to the hospital, I don't know. But they were doing stuff and told the family, you know, like, we'll try a little bit more, but unfortunately it doesn't look good for him. We're really sorry. And obviously the family's broken, he wasn't very old. Next thing, they did a resuscitation, or they did something, I don't know. And the next thing, he went, and he woke up, and when he woke up, the brother was saying that he had, his eyes were glistening, you know, obviously he'd just been shot, so his eyes are going to be quite, not bloodshot and everything, but his eyes were glistening. And when he woke up and they were doing everything, the hospital was saying, you know, this is a miracle, we thought that he was gone. Yeah, so we don't know if it's straight away or whenever the boy got to share to his family. Oh, I've got tears in my eyes now, because our God is so powerful, our God is so loving, and our God really wants to change the lives and pull people out of darkness and into light. He nearly died, and yes, he would have gone to heaven eventually when we're all raised up, when Christ comes back. But God gave him a second chance, because what he seen before he died was he fell. As he got shot, obviously whatever vision he was having when he died, he was falling into the ground. And as he was falling into the ground, the pits of hell was opened up. It was fire, there was like metal gates, and then they opened, and then it was like fire, just raging like a furnace, I can imagine, like raging fire burning, and he was falling into this pit of hell in this revelation of vision that he was having when he died. And the next thing, Jesus Christ come and grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up. And as he pulled him up, his eyes, that's when he opened his eyes and was like, you know. And this guy was sharing this with us yesterday, and honestly, I've got tears rolling, because some of us will never experience things like that. You know, obviously I hope not with anything like that, but experience God in that way, you know. Most of us really do just have to go by faith and fight that good fight of faith every day, knowing that God does what he needs to do in individual lives. And if we don't ever see Jesus Christ, if we don't ever have an audio voice of God, if we don't ever, whatever, you know, God is working miraculous signs, miracles and wonders in individuals' life. That guy now lives in Jamaica and he is helping kids, he is helping gangs, he is helping people come to God in a powerful way. And his brother was here in the United Kingdom, and his brother always held on to that. You know, this must have happened a few years ago, but his brother held on to that. But being here in the United Kingdom, there's not lots of, there's not a lot of faith here, there's not a lot of Christians here. His brother kind of lost his way and was very discouraged. And then just right at the very right time, he got to see me and Danny a few weeks ago. And then he shared that great, great testimony with us yesterday, wow, which fired me up so much, because that just makes me strive even more to want to practice what I'm learning and strive even more to do what God is putting in my heart, because there will be situations that arise that God's going to use us powerfully. And then he was just saying to me and Danny, you guys should do something on a Sunday, you know, with all the kids, there's so many kids here, and da-da-da. Just picture and vision, you know, again, more people. And he is a guy who's a leader, a ready-made laborer, who's going to just go, he's going to listen to what's being taught, and he's going to go, and he's going to help thousands and thousands of people come from darkness to light, because he knows what to do. But he hasn't had the confidence to do it here in the United Kingdom. But then when he saw me and Danny a couple of weeks ago, when we saw him yesterday, he looked like a completely new man, didn't he, Dan? He was glowing. I went on a bit there, guys. I'm buzzing. Like, really, I'm so high on life, you know. I'm so thankful to what God is doing. I'm thankful for his love. And I'm thankful for being a part of this fellowship and being able to hear you all and to listen to what you're all doing. And for me to be able to share, it gives me great great humbleness that I have the opportunity to share what God is doing in our life. So fear not, really fear not. We are victorious in every area. And Barbara, me and Danny pray for you daily. You are so on our heart. We love you. And God is really, really with you. He really is. And like Lawrence shares, just keep saying the end result, because you have done so many great things for God. I remember when rhinos were chasing us through the desert, forest jungle of Nepal, and you commanded that rhino to stop, and it stopped in its stead, you know. Like, I was there, a witness for that, back in 2012. You commanded it to stop, and it stopped, and probably saved all of our life through your faith. So these things are just, and that reminded me the other day of that great testimony with you, Barbara. So God isn't going to stop now. He doesn't stop. He always continues and he always works. So keep staying faithful. Keep staying encouraged, Barbara, because your healing is ready to come into manifestation. It's already done. It's already promised by Jesus Christ's stripes. So yeah, really loved hearing you all tonight, guys, and God bless.